of it.
Howdy, Shovelos. Tyler and Danny here. We have just got a little mini episode and addendum.
I'd like to add some denim.
Denim on. That's actually, that's a line in the new Beyonce album. At one point, she says denim on denim on denim.
It's true.
Wait, we have got a, you can call it a coda, an epilogue, an addendum, a PS to our previous episode about the most anticipated country albums of 2024. We are recording this on the day of the release of Cowboy Carter, as well as some other big time country albums. If you listen to our episode from last week, you know we've already sort of talked about that. We will give you, we will talk more about Cowboy Carter when we've had more time to process it. It is long and it is cool.
It's a giant album.
There's a lot.
It's 27 songs.
Yeah, it's like an hour and 20 minutes, but it's great. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk more about this.
Oh, I'm not complaining about the amount
to listen to
of
it.
Content.
Oh, neither am I.
I'm just saying it's a big one.
It's a big one. It's a very intentional project too, which I think is really cool. Especially, you got to check out her cover of Jolene. It's a whole new take. A bunch of it's rewritten. It ties back to Lemonade in a very direct way. It's pretty cool. Cover, I think, and Dolly endorses the cover, even she did today on Instagram. But the reason we are doing this extra episode about anticipated albums is I forgot to mention some last time, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring up some of the albums that we are excited about.
Shame on you,
because I know it's you like, should I didn't know anything, we're not excited about them.
No. I'm kidding.
For example, if you listened to the last episode and you were thinking, wait a minute, he didn't mention the new Adeem the Artist album
that's
coming out on May 3rd. You might be, yes, you're right. I totally forgot. Yeah. But Adeem the Artist is releasing a new album called Anniversary on May 3rd. There's two singles that have now been released.
Yeah.
Both are great. One is like straight up a 90s country.
One Night Stand? Like, is that what you're talking about?
One Night Stand, yeah.
It is such a 90s country song, but it's so much more modern because of just the subject matter, you know? Like, it's so good. And Adeem is, like, so good at that.
Yeah. Clearly a fan and a student of country from that era, but also of, you know, folk and more modern Americana. But, you know, is like, this is the sound for this topic. I'm going to conjure it perfectly.
Yeah.
And they do. So they did. That's a great song. I'm really looking forward to that album. Wyatt Flores, who is sort of a new person for me, but had a really acclaimed album this last year. He is releasing a new EP that is sure to be great on April 19th. So that's coming out really soon. Willie Nelson is releasing another,
another
album.
Another one.
Can you believe
it? Which I was...
Another one, yeah.
Because I hate to say this, and it'll be the worst thing ever, when he does go, but I thought the last album was his last album.
I know. Well, it's like,
especially
he released a Beautiful Time, which was like clearly his goodbye album. And then he's released like actually like three albums.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
But we're stoked. That album is called The Border, but I don't know if it's a concept album or not, but anyway, he's got a new album coming out on May 31st. And then there's some information that's like, maybe something's happening. It's hard to tell. I'll start by saying that Caitlin Butts, a great singer, songwriter, just like she's phenomenal. We have not done an episode on her yet, but she's really great. She recently recorded a country version of a Kesha song that has been making some waves. And people are suspecting that maybe this means a new album of hers. So hopefully that happens. But then maybe the most exciting thing, and this is like hot off the press, is Orville Peck is teasing new music.
Which, God, I love Orville Peck. Orville Peck is like also kind of just their own kind of country.
Yeah, it's like this crooning, confident. Yeah, he's got a great voice and a great sound. I mean, I listened to, I saw on his Instagram, he's like announcing the newest single for his newest album on April 5th. So coming out very soon. We don't have, like, as far as I know, track titles or an album title or even an album release date, but something is coming on April 5th. And I'm so stoked. I just went ahead and listened to Bronco all the way through again.
Oh, like, God. Yeah, Bronco I got to listen to that again, too. I haven't listened to that in a while.
Yeah.
God, so yeah. Great.
Yeah. Oh, actually, well, saying that just reminded me, I think maybe the album's called Stampede. I feel like I read that on like a rumor website or something. So it yeah. might be called Stampede. Wouldn't... Anyway, stay tuned. Yeah. But there's more Orville to come yeah. this spring. So
who is that guy?
Who is
that's what you have to say when you're
going on.
there yeah. was somebody that came into work the other day and they had a hat on that just had a fish on it and it said Alaska. And I was like, where'd you get that hat? And they didn't get that I was just being a shithead.
That's
hey, where'd you get that hat?
Hey, where'd you get that?
you sang Stampede for an Orville Peck record. Like sound yep, that sounds right. Yeah. It's like just
that's
right on the nose, you know.
Yeah, there is one clue, I guess, via his social media. There's been, you know, some photo shoots and some little videos coming out that kind of tease or give hints. And he posted a photo on social media and the caption is, "What did you think all them saddles and boots was about?" Which is a line from "Cowboys Are Secretly Frequently Fond of Each Other," yeah. which he just covered for the Willie Nelson 90th birthday album. So maybe that means we're getting a studio version of that. Hard to say, yeah. but either way, something cool is coming, and Orville has not let me down yet.
No,
so.
there's yeah, it's impossible. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say, I should knock on wood, I guess, or something, but I'm going to go yeah. ahead and say, it's impossible that Orville Peck put out something I don't like.
Yeah, so far batting 1,000, is that the phrase? You know, he's got a perfect record
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't have tried to make a sports yeah. reference I don't understand. But anyway, he's killing it.
I tell you what, every time he's really good at getting that birdie putt in at the third inning, and. He's pretty
solid. I call that a slam dunk.
And that's a slam dunk if you've ever seen one. And he really knows mm-hmm. how to push that broom on bringing in curling.
Throwing some curling yeah. in there, yeah. You know what? He sets it, he spikes it, and then he gets a strike. Yeah, absolutely. You might think he's getting a spare, but look, when he serves, it's a turkey. All right. So
I'll tell you what, if he's getting a spare, it's going to be spare ribs after that touchdown that went right through.
Yeah, it's good. mm-hmm. That's right.
Mix all sports.
Side pocket. All right. So that's
spare rib in the side
spare
pocket.
Spare rib in the side pocket. All right. I think that's all we have to add for albums that we've missed. But hey, if we missed another highly anticipated album that you think is going to be great, let us know. Again, you can message us on Instagram at Take This Pod and Shove It. You can email us at takethispodandshoveit@gmail.com. And there's plenty of ways to support us, including at patreon.com/takethispod. But I think this is a good landing spot for this little mini episode. And we'll see you very soon this Tuesday with a new full length episode.
Oh yeah. Way to land the shove plane.
Hey buddy.
Ooh.